A new group in Boston is taking a page from political organizations to try and boost COVID vaccination rates in underserved communities. They're using get-out-the-vote techniques to build awareness and make it easier for people to get the shots. The initiative is called Got Vax. Its members include volunteer healthcare professionals, medical students, and political campaign veterans. Dr. Alistair Martin is an emergency room physician at Mass General Hospital and a founder of GotVax. He joined us to explain the approach.
We use political organizing techniques, text banking, phone banking, canvassing or door knocking, except the only difference is that we have physicians, nurses, medical students, social workers doing that work. These are folks from nearby healthcare organizations, hospitals, community health centers who are coming over to do this work and volunteer their time to have conversations one-on-one with folks on the phone about their questions about the vaccine. And we've had dozens and dozens of medical students who've actually volunteered as our vaccinators.
Why run it like a get out the vote effort during a political campaign?
So what we find is that some of the traditional ways we've been doing vaccination distribution don't necessarily penetrate as well into communities of color. And what we do is we set up these vaccine pop-up clinics right in the heart of communities, sometimes in the right in the lobby of a public housing unit, or right in a well-known church or a well-known community center. And we bring folks to that space, to that spot where everybody knows and has frequented before in that community.
So have you seen results? Do you know it'll work?
The results have been absolutely incredible so far, Bob. We've vaccinated nearly 4,000 community members across Boston, with over 80% of those folks coming from communities of color.
Are you trying to overcome the baked-in hesitancy by some people to get the vaccine, or are you trying to reach people who are willing to go out and get the shot, perhaps, but are uninformed about how to go about doing that?
The number one barrier right now that we're seeing is access. At one of our most recent clinics, the average income for the household was $16,000. Not average income for each individual, for the entire household. These are folks who struggle to make it to the community health center or the hospital. They're not hopping in an Uber and getting down to the Reggie Lewis. These are folks who, if we don't bring them the vaccine, they may not ever get vaccinated.
In a get out the vote effort in a political campaign, campaigns will sometimes help get people to the polls by providing a car or a bus. In addition to bringing it right to their own homes, will there be transportation provided to bring them to a site that would provide a shot?
It's a great question. We are so proud to work with the East Boston Neighborhood Health Center that actually provides some transportation through their van service for folks who may miss us if we're down at their church or we're down at a local restaurant. Let's say they're working at that time. But by and large, really, we want to make this as low barrier as possible. These are no appointment necessary clinics. We're playing music out there on the street. We're serving up empanadas, and we're really making this a community event and using that to sort of bring as many folks as we can in the front door.
You've been working this in Boston so far. Do you see a statewide application?
We've just broken out of Boston for the first time, going up to Chelsea, and we've done a number of clinics in Chelsea. We've gotten about 500 to 700 people vaccinated so far there. As long as we can recruit a workforce of volunteers that are willing to serve across the state, I think we can take this all across the state and make this a statewide initiative.
So then what do you think you need to make this work from local governments and state government?
It's critically important that we have access to vaccines that we can take, across different neighborhoods and communities in the city and across the state. And thankfully, so far, we're working with the city of Boston. It's been an incredible partner to do that. The second is basic funding so that we can hire some of the full-time staff who really know how to run these campaigns. Well, look, I'm a physician. I never learned how to run a political campaign in medical school. I was too busy, studying anatomy and biochemistry. So we've got to hire the experts who really know how to do this. And then we need coordination. There are an incredible number of organizations out there that are doing this work and coordinating our efforts, making sure that we share data making sure that we don't knock on the same door three or four times if someone has already been vaccinated or doesn't want to be vaccinated. That coordination is incredibly important, and we're so proud to work with partners across the state like ASG, Boston Public Health Commission, We Got Us, a number of other community-based organizations to do that coordination.
Dr. Alistair Martin, emergency room doctor at Mass General Hospital, who writes about the intersection of medicine, public policy, and behavioral economics. Again, Dr. Martin, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob.